And one quick thing before I go, it's actually it's Thursday evening here. It's about 6:29 p.m. Thursday evening, and you must be. It's I think there's a 12-hour time difference. It's about 12 hours. You're 12 hours behind here, and it just rained here. It rains every day in the tropics here, and it's hot. Like it's like Florida weather. That's where I was originally licensed in Florida. That's why I got the four from Foreland. But it reminds me of Tampa, Florida weather. Anyway, 73 from KD4LYH.
Yeah, just a quick return, Jeffrey. Yeah, you're right. Not 12 hours, but 11 hours. It's 7:30 in the morning here, and I'm still having my cup of Java, and it's cooling off, so I gotta tend to it. Good talking to you, Jeff, and 73, VA 301.
Yeah, very good there, Jeff. I was just going to say it's actually 8:30 here in Halifax, in Nova Scotia. So, yeah, exactly 12 hours difference. Enjoy your day, sir. Don't be a stranger. Come back anytime. One Echo, Papa, Portable Clear.
5:30 in Saskatchewan. I just want to say good morning to all you guys. V5RJM to Hilo Delta 4, Vimo Yankee Hotel. We finally catch up to one another. good hearing you on the system here, Jeffrey. So I've been listening to the QSO there between you guys, and very interesting stuff. So I don't know if I'd be able to handle the heat there. That's one thing that I don't care for when it gets too hot. I don't enjoy it too much. Around that, 25 degrees Celsius is perfect for me. But 30 and above, forget it. It gets too hot for me. So, anyways, I just thought I'd say good morning to you there, Jeff. Back to you, Kilo Delta 4, BMO Yankee Hotel, V5RJM. And, you found that information I sent you there all right there?
Yeah, VA5RJF from KD4LYH. Yes, I did. Thank you. I sure did. And, I was tinkering around with my laptop here, and I decided I wanted, I used to play around with Linux operating systems back in like 2000, 2001, 2002. Back then you had a lot of the stuff like it was free to use, obviously it still is, but you had to, back then everything didn't, nothing worked. You'd install it and you'd have to configure everything. Like especially the Wi-Fi adapters, those were a real pain. You had to know what chipset you had, and I had to give it all commands through the terminal to turn it on. But they've come a long way, but they're still, excuse me, I'm still learning about Linux, even though I've been tinkering with it. And then I just stayed with Windows and decided to go back. I'm bored. So I decided to just messing around with my laptop, and installed a virtual box from Oracle, and then installed I've got three different types of Linux, three different operating systems in the virtual box, so I don't have to mess up, I don't have to install it on my regular computer, it's just in this box on the computer in its own environment. And seems to work okay. I had a little bit of problem trying to configure this Echo Link on something. It's called Q-Tel, but when you click on something, the program is Q-Tel. It's called Q-Tel, the QT Echo Link client. Maybe that's the Linux version of Echo Link, but I got it working at least. I don't know, am I dropping out or anything on you? Over.
Oh, no way, Jeff. You got 5x5 copy, just like you're sitting beside me here. You got a good copy on your signal. So, yeah, that virtual box, it's a pretty handy tool there, you know, if you want to install different operating systems and all that sort of thing, you're able to do that. So, I'm not sure if when you and Emil were talking about, if he was understanding you when you said virtual box, yeah, it's pretty neat. I played around with that before, but I currently don't use it. But it can be a great asset, you know, if you want to go from one system to another, different environments and so forth. And you know, when I used to work with VirtualBox, there wasn't too many programs that were made for Linux. So you use that virtual box and you can emulate it for Windows. And so that worked out really well. But now, well, there's a lot of, most of the programs I use here now, there's a Linux version of some sort on it. So, and I use both. I use Linux and Windows. Windows more, probably 90% more than Linux, but I think that might change here in the near future. I might have a dedicated PC just for Linux, because there's so many, like everything is, like all the programs pretty much are available through Linux now, and of course you got less trouble with viruses and stuff like that corrupting your system there. So it's I think it's a more stable environment by far than Windows, but takes a little bit getting used to, just like running a Windows machine to an Apple machine, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I know what you're doing there, and it's working perfectly for you there, just to let you know. Over.
Yeah, I had your call here, and I was like, oh, here it is, okay, VE5RJM, Mike, yeah, I'm bored. my wife works in the day. I'm retired, kind of semi-retired, and she still works. And she's, of course, she's younger than me too. I mean, I'm not old, but I'm just, you know, I'm in my early 60s, and she's in her late 40s. But anyways, I was bored, and I even I compiled this program for. I took everything off, I think I got it off of GitHub, and then I followed some artificial intelligence in a Linux browser, in one of the browsers. I would open the terminal, and it would tell me to type this command in and put this in there, and then it spit out a bunch of things, and then if I seen an error, when I was trying to compile, you know, make this program from scratch. Actually, you get everything online and from the GitHub website, and I would put everything in a terminal a little bit at a time in Linux, and then I would see what errors I got. And And if I got any errors, I would take that, copy and paste that, and then I would put that in that AI, ask a question, and it would spit out the answer. And I, at least on the Linux, in Linux, I don't know if I don't have it enabled on my Windows 10 operating system, because it gives an answer, but then it doesn't give you the steps of the answer. But, and then I would write it down in a notebook. I'd write it all down in a notebook. I'd take notes. That's how I'm learning. That's how I'm learning how to compile things. It's almost kind of like I used to tinker around a lot with Arduino, which uses C or code. And, you know, I started out with basic things. And I would program like an Arduino Nano or an Arduino Uno. And the only way I could learn, though, is just by doing it. And then I would see what errors, I'd try to compile it, see what errors, and then I'd try to research the errors. But it takes a lot of time, especially if you're, you know, I've had no formal training as far as going to school for Linux computer or for programming or anything. I just kind of learn as I go. But I'm learning. That's my way of learning, over.
Well, that's a great way. So you're being self-taught there. So that's how I got to know everything there. I used to run a computer business about 20 years ago. So basically I spent a lot of hours playing around with different computers and systems and whatnot there, and basically self-taught myself. And that's kind of the way I learned too, the way you're learning there. I have to learn things when I write them down, you know, and then it kind of sticks in my brain, but if I just read a book or something like that, it does me no good at all, in one ear and out the other kind of deal, so it doesn't retain any of it. But if you write it down and you follow it through there, and like you're doing, that's a great way of learning. And, do little things at a time there. And eventually you'll be an expert. Sounds like you're a pretty expert now. So you're doing a mighty fine job. There's a lot of people that, you know, are unaware of what you're doing there. So, anyhow, I was just coming in here to say a good morning to you. I got a bunch of stuff I got to get going today, and it's going to be a busy day for me. I got another node to work on today to get Hendon town in Saskatchewan here up and going and back up on the air. So Aaron, he's bringing down the node to me there, and I'm going to update it to the new Linux operating system, Trixie. And do a reinstall there of IRLP4. So yeah, it's going to be a busy day for me. I was going to go this morning too, to maybe go to the field day site and see how it is there, and maybe move around a trailer or two and see what I can do there before he comes. He's probably not going to be here till around noon, so that'd give me a few hours this morning to maybe do a few things while it's not raining. We've had so much rain here. We got over 16 inches of rain. A friend of mine informed me yesterday, because he's got one of these fancy weather gauges. It keeps accumulating as he goes there. You can check for daily or from a certain date to a certain date, and it'll tell you all that information of how much precipitation we get. So he informed me his gauge was showing 16.5 inches so far this spring. Jeff, and we'll maybe say 7-3s here, and I'll let you carry on there with your day. And yeah, give us a shout here anytime. Like email said, Henry, there's always somebody monitoring the system here. Back to you there, Jeff.